Bob's Drive-In actually is on the same lot that it was when he purchased it in 1949. It was a garage that his wife's aunt, for those of you who remember Claudine Cass, she had an antique shop on the corner right next to Bob's Drive-In. So there, the aunt had a garage, and so Bob purchased it, and Roberto does have the building permit. It'll be there Sundays for everybody to see when he started that building in a garage. And then, of course, when Miles took over and the kids were getting older, that's when Miles added on and built, beefed it up a little bit. At first, they started out with hot dogs and taverns and ice cream, soft-serve ice cream, well known for their whips and their malts. And then after that, they added on the fryers and built up the business more. Then, I think it was 15 years ago, Miles opened one in Okoboji, and his son Nathan took over the Lamar's, Bob's Drive-In.